Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Sans Abri. This is Red Barn Radio.
Nothing's like the weights I keep wrapped around both my neck and chest. When I lay me down to sleep, there, right beside me while I rest. All the weights I've had before have come from storm clouds I've clung to. But every time that I've added more weight, it's made me feel brand new. Inside me like hail hangs in a dark rain cloud. It stays right here, way down on me, cools me off and brings me down. I've been trying to get through to you, but it's like the Great Wall of China, it's impossible to move. We've got strangers in our heads, and they all speak at once while we're lying still in our beds. And you've never understood a single word they've said. Sink or you can swim, and I've sunk so low this time the sunlight's not getting in. We've got time left on our hands. I'm gonna ruin the surprise, it'll never turn out like you've planned. With all the forces of the world at your command, still, when it all comes down to self-preservation versus self-destruction, self-preservation versus self-destruction, self-preservation versus self-destruction, we're not gonna win. Upside down, I'm a non-believer. Well, I'm cold, I'm hot, lukewarm, I've got a running fever. Well, I'm sick, I'm well, I'm gonna tell you all you need to know. And all you need to know is self-preservation versus self-destruction.
self-preservation versus self-destruction. Self-preservation versus self-destruction. We're not gonna win. I've been trying to get through to you, but you won't budge no matter what I do.
Listening to your lyrics and your music and trying to put it all, piece it all together and make sense of the...
Oh, boy.
Sort of make sense of, you know, your influences and you know, where this music is coming from. You sort of have this thing for the absurd and the ironic in your lyrics, a little bit of this dissonance in some of the chordings you're choosing. Yeah, where are those kinds of things coming from?
Kind of as an aside, and we'll come back. That's kind of... one of the appeals of Sans, of creating Sans, there was more room, like I said, you know, because we're dealing with two people when we started here, and there was a lot of room for, not like a lot of notes, like we're virtuosic or anything like that, but there was a lot more room for hearing those kind of dissonant notes and dissonant sounds, and even like, I don't like to use the word guitar lick, but sure enough, I think there's some guitar lick stuff in there. And that's fun, and it comes across when there's, you know, if you have a gigantic, huge, massive amplifier, it'll come across. But it also comes across if there's not a lot of competing frequencies and that sort of thing. It's always been kind of a music first. It's always come, for whatever idea or anything like that, it's always kind of come musically. And I think in terms of melody and that kind of a thing. And I also like to see what kind of neighbors these notes will have and, you know, make them, kind of not force them together, but, you know, they're sitting beside each other in the back of the car.
Well, I like the way they sort of, you sort of went off in your direction and then you guys sort of resolved, like you came together. It was really nice.
Did your heart stop in your chest? Are you breathing your last breath? Have you become a nervous wreck because your mind won't take a rest? You can fix it all. When your back's up against the wall, there's nothing left, no money left, there's hell to pay. Light the fuse and get away. Could this be the apocalypse? 'Cause God is fighting with the scientists. There's no chance they'll work it out. There's no time left to pray right now. You can fix it all. When your back's up against the wall, there's nothing left, no money left, there's hell to pay. Light the fuse and get away. Light the fuse. Explodes, and right before you can't take any more, find a book with one last match. You could end it all and not look back. You can fix it all. When your back's up against the wall, there's nothing left, no money left, there's hell to pay. Light the fuse and get away. Light the fuse.
Somewhere along the line, who showed you how to flat pick like that, because you flat pick beautifully.
No, well, thank you. The very, very first thing that I ever learned, like flat picking, was my dad taught me Black Mountain Rag. That was a lot of fun. That was like the first fiddle tune that I could really kind of, I couldn't really just like, you know, go after it. But it was the first one that I kind of could grasp and I could understand where the melody and what it did. And, you know, but I didn't have anybody. It was like, you know, I just listened to records, and I realized this all kind of came about right when Michael Tom and I started playing together, and it kind of got real quick where it's like, oh, we're going to be on stage. Oh, I better learn something so I just look like I know what I'm doing. One of the things that I really liked that taught me a lot was this, there's a Tony Rice, I think, flat picking homespun book with CD. And that meant a lot to me. Like, I sat and, like, this was like the last year of college. I was just like, I spent probably more time with that than any other class that I was dealing with. It really made a difference just from growing up playing guitar and forever being in this weird plateau of, you know, noodling around and kind of knowing what's going on, to a world where it's like, oh, you can play with this melody and there's this particular chord shape and you can play around that and you can play around that same notes in a different spot on the neck. And I think that kind of opened up those funny dissonant sounds that I started liking, too, that come across in some of this music. But as far as just the training goes, it was like homespun videos really took me a long way, honestly.
When I had my heart pinned to my sleeve, it wouldn't stay up there, and then I watched you leave. You made sure the whole shebang would fall down to the ground. And I learned gravity wouldn't fail, and you would let me down. Gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. I think you're the only one I can't count on in this town. You're like a law of nature that science never found. Cause gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. Well, there's number one, but better yet, there's two. And I prayed there'd come a day you'd say that two meant me and you. And then you added me to you, and I was sure we'd stick around. But gravity won't fail, and you'd let me down. Gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. Well, I think you're the only one I can't count on in this town. You're like a law of nature that science never found. Cause gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. Well, I've never won the Powerball or did well at the track, and I guess falling down's the only skill that I've ever been good at. And they say always bet on the universe and you'll never get let down. Still, if losing's the only game you know, hell, I'd win every round. And there's just one face that gives me peace of mind. It hangs out there right on the clock, slowly keeping time. And if I could count on you like that, I might miss hanging around. But gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. Gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. Well, I think you're the only one I can't count on in this town. You're like a law of nature that science never found. Cause gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. Gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. Well, I think you're the only one I can't count on in this town. You're like a law of nature that science never found. Cause gravity won't fail, and you will let me down. Gravity won't fail, and you will let me down.
Hey, introduce us to Troy.
Yeah, this is Troy Harris over here on the upright bass, really laying it down, and I'm just so grateful that he likes playing music and that he comes along and plays with me, and he makes everything sound a whole lot better. So he is Mr. Man right over here.
So, Mr. Man, where did you learn to play? What's your training?
Well, I technically started classically, but my whole family plays bluegrass, like all the way grandfathers, great-grandfathers, you know, our family reunions are basically a bunch of music and food. And so I started classically in the orchestra. I was about 11. And then once my dad saw that I could kind of play, he bought me this bass and said, here's my G chord, watch my fingers, let's go.
He said, it's time to stop fiddling around with that classical music and get down to the real stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I played all the way through high school and some of college, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and I played in several various youth symphony orchestras, like the Atlanta Youth Symphony Orchestra and things like that.
Was that all great experience for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I still miss it to this day. Bluegrass is really where my heart's at, so. I've played in several bands. I actually I lived up in Boone, North Carolina for a while. I played actually in a hip-hop group in the mountains and then moved to the city to play bluegrass when I moved down to Atlanta. And that was with a different group. And I play with a reggae band sometimes, several singer-songwriters, just whoever will have me, really.
So you obviously play electric bass as well.
Yeah.
And so what kind of electric bass do you play?
I have a Fender P-Bass Special Deluxe. That's what I play right now. It's got active pickups, it's got a jazz neck, and both types of pickups, a P-Bass pickup and a jazz pickup. So it's got basically the best of all the worlds.
And how did you happen to get together with Josh and Sons of B?
Well, I actually played in another group previously, and we broke up about a year ago. I was kind of just doing my thing. I cook at a restaurant as well, so I was, you know, doing that and then playing with whoever would play with me. And then I knew Josh and I knew Michael from a couple other gigs where we supported each other, co-bills and whatnot. And eventually he called me up. He's like, "Hey, are you interested in playing?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, for sure. You got a gig? Let's go."
It happens every time we gotta leave town. There's no warning, then the bottom falls out. In the daytime or the middle of the night, we're never gonna leave without a fight. Love brings everybody down. Love brings everybody down. Toe to toe on the battleground. Love brings everybody down. We could be next door in a foreign land, in the Blue Ridge Mountains or Hawaiian sands, in the White Sierra or the Dark North Sea. Here comes the ships and the infantry. Love brings everybody down. Love brings everybody down. Toe to toe on the battleground. Love brings everybody down. Love brings everybody down. There was a time when you could knock me out. That was long before we would scream and shout. Punch drunk love till the final round. The gloves came off, now we're hellbound. Everybody down, love brings everybody down. When we share our dying bed, lying about what we never said. There's a golden rule, and what if it's all true? We'll take that rule and break it half in two. Love brings everybody down, love brings everybody down. Toe to toe on the battleground. Love brings everybody down, love brings everybody down.
So we're finally at a point to be able to, our schedule has opened up a little bit more to be able to play around a little bit more as Sons of Bree or even as just Troy and myself. And I'm saying it's opened up versus last year. Packway got fairly busy. We went on the road. Kid Rock asked us to support him and Foreigner, which was the most wild offer. We did 40 amphitheaters with these people, like from Connecticut all the way down the East Coast to Florida to Texas, Michigan. We did 10 sold out nights at the DTE Center. We went down through Arizona and up the coast. It was awesome. It was just amazing.
How did that happen?
Packway was asked to play on the Kid Rock Chill and the Most cruise, number 6 and number 7, I think. So we had this ongoing relationship with Kid Rock, and like all these people liked what we did. And it was a lot of like physical contact that would happen. Let me explain.
Yeah, please.
So we were on the boat, right? And the first thing we were asked to do is like, okay, y'all, we need you just to play from like 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We're like, okay, we're like where? Just tell us where to go. They're like, no, you play like anywhere. We're like, well, like where? They're like, oh, I don't know, by like in the atrium or by the pool or in the elevator or in the hallway in people's room, wherever, just wherever. We're like, all right, okay. And then come back and do it again at like 10 to 12 or something. We're like, okay. So we did that the whole time and not on stage one time, but we were wandering around and like we're playing David Allan Coe, like walks around the corner and we're playing, and that was a lot of fun. And then, this full contact thing, it started kind of, we were in the elevator and we're like, well, let's just play in the elevator. And all of a sudden the elevator door would open. And this is on a cruise ship and it's a little bit bigger than like, you know, going into Sears or something. And so all of a sudden, like, the doors would open, people would just lose their mind, like, oh my God, and then they would get on, and then more people would get on, and it was like 25, it was max capacity, and like sweaty, drunk, half-naked people, just like partying, throwing down.
That
and
sounds so, like the best thing ever.
It was fun, it was a lot of fun, and people liked it, and then so, you know, they filled out comment cards, and we got invited back because of that, and part of the deal for last summer doing this, it was his Kid Rock's release of his record called First Kiss. And he's like, okay, I want you guys, right when the doors open, y'all play around the concourse, which is essentially where they sell merch and like bathrooms, you buy beer and all this, acoustic for like an hour, and then you jump on stage and play like 20 minutes, and then Foreigner plays, and then I get up and play. And that was awesome. It was cool sound, working with great people, really. There were 10 shows where he asked us to come up and play along with him. So we jumped on stage with Foreigner and we did I Want to Know What Love Is. We were part of the I Want to Know What Love Is choir.
Oh,
that was
wow.
That was super cool.
Everything downhill after that?
Yeah, nothing great has happened since then.
She cursed the deaf, tripped the blind. She helped the man committing a crime. She tied the hook and baited the line. Reeled you in just one more time. She's more than you can take and you don't know how long until you'll break and lose control. She'll kick you down but you won't let her go. The patience of a man you just can't understand. And reinvents the stumbling blocks that you resent. She takes the time to represent the flying side of the ointment. She's more than you can take and you don't know how long until you'll break and lose control. She'll kick you down, but you won't let her go. The patience of a man, you just can't understand it. Nervous ticks you can't control without a fix. She's more than you can take and you don't know how long until you'll break and lose control. She'll kick you down but you won't let her go. The patience of a man you just can't understand.
I would like to thank our guests, Josh and Troy Sansabria, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, Cheryl Renfro, Adam Schoedinger, Kate Heinonen, and Dave Kelleher. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the many stations across the country who carry Red Barn Radio and broadcast us each week. And of course, the members of our studio audience, especially Rock from Philadelphia, our ticket giveaway winner this evening. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Once again, we'd love to hear it from Sansabria. Could y'all play one more for us?
Absolutely.
All right. Great to have you guys with us again.
got on the road and I pictured straight lines. Well, I'd get back to you by the way the crow flies. I wouldn't be late as long as I watch the street signs. Well, the road I'd take would get me back to you in no time. And every turn was the wrong one. The roads just took me further than I started from the time it took to get to one spot just to turn around because I was so far overshot. No U-turns at the stoplight. Traffic wouldn't move past the stop sign. And I just passed the city cop roadblock. Got pulled over now. Goddamn, I'm lost. Towns that I might have passed, and then I finally reached down to find and unfold the road map. As soon as I found the name of the place that I was at, I turned the car around so I could hurry up and backtrack. Man, every turn was the wrong one. The road just took me further than I started from the time it took to get to one spot just to turn around because I was so far overshot. No U-turns at the stoplight. Traffic wouldn't move past the stop sign, and I just passed the city cop roadblock. I pulled over now, goddamn, I'm lost. Be late if I had to take another road. And the radio said 2 miles up ahead all lanes closed. I couldn't take a chance on a new route that I didn't know. And there was nothing left to do but to try to drive through. And I got stopped by the highway patrol. Return was the wrong one. The road just took me further than I started from the time it took to get to one spot just to turn around because I was so far overshot. No U-turns at the stoplight. Traffic wouldn't move past the stop sign. And I just passed the city cop roadblock. I pulled over now, goddamn, I'm lost.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Josh and Troy, Sans Abri, for being with us tonight. The word gourmet means higher quality or unique, and the food at West Coast Gourmet Pizza lives up to that name. From sandwiches to salads and pizza, West Coast Gourmet Pizza has it all. For more information, westcoastgourmetpizza.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.